Wait! Don't! Don't break it! Please! I know I scared you, just don't break the mirror, please! I don't know what will happen if you get rid of the mirrors. I don't want to be alone. Not again. Thank you. I'm so sorry that I frightened you. I can't blame you seeing a strange woman in the mirror. I've been trying to stay out of sight, but I know you've been catching glimpses of me. I guess that's probably made it even worse. You must have thought you're going crazy or that you're haunted. Oh, right. I guess you are haunted. I'm not exactly among the living, and I'm stuck here. How can I explain it? Imagine if you could walk inside the mirror, and you can walk around and see the normal world through the other side of the mirror. Except, I can't leave the apartment. I'm stuck in this mirror version of this place. That's why I finally tried to talk to you when I saw you were about to smash the mirror. I was scared that if the mirror were gone, something would happen to me. Maybe I just wouldn't be able to see you. Or maybe I would just be gone. I'm really sorry that I've been kind of watching you this whole time, but I have nowhere to go, really. And it helped me not feel so lonely. What? No! Yes. I might have peeked a few times. The mirror is right in front of the shower after all, and the one in your bedroom, and you're pretty cute. What? Me? Even with the white eyes and the whole, you know, ghost thing? Really? And here I thought being a ghost would ruin my sex life. No, that was a joke. I mean, I can't come out and you can't come in, so... Oh, my clothes? Sure, I can take them off. But since I'm dead, I don't really need... I guess I do owe you a peek or two, or like 12. Don't bluff. Your TV doesn't face a mirror. What else is there to see? Okay, well, let me just take my clothes off. Well, I can see you're not kidding when you say that. You realize that getting turned on by this kind of makes you a necrophiliac, right? Don't worry, I won't tell anybody. Now, your turn. I never did get as good of a look as I wanted. After all, I was trying not to scare you before. That's better. Do you like the way my tits look if I press up against the mirror like... this? No need to answer. I can tell you do. Well, it wouldn't do to just put our clothes back on at this point, clearly. As long as we're here, we might as well enjoy the moment. We might not be able to touch each other, but we can touch ourselves just fine. Try to keep pace with me, okay? And see if you can hold on so we can finish them at the same time. Oh, you can't fool me. I've washed you a few times. What? Oh, sure. I can spread them all. Can you see them better now? Okay, good. Well, no sense in waiting any longer, I guess. Slow for now, not so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, it's nice not having to be so quiet or having to wait until you leave. And the view is certainly better. Oh. Yes. Yes. Okay. A little bit faster now. And stroke all the way down. A little bit slower than that. Yeah. There we go. Yes. Stroke your cock. Yes, just like that. Oh, but oh God, faster. Yes, harder. Yes. Yes, like that. Yes, right there. Yes, like that. Stroke your cock like that. Yes, yes. Fuck. 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 Yes, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Hotter. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. 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 I'm always there. So close. Fuck. 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 Yes. 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 I think I'm going to go. Look at all the mess you've made. All over your nice clean mirror. I've made a bit of a mess of my own. Hey look, ectoplasm. I know, that was horrible. So, not so bad being haunted after all then. Too bad that I can't help out with the rent though. It's going to be nice not having to hide myself anymore. Hey, by the way, do you think you could point a mirror towards your TV?